This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of August 13th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Over the past couple of weeks, we've dove into the Bible. We've talked about just some different things. We talked about the disciples last week and some of their faults, which are the same as us. And, you know, Jesus didn't quit loving them, and he's not going to quit loving us. And this week, I want to jump back in some more people in the Bible and how God uses the Bible just to speak to us. Okay, everybody knows the story. You know, all the kids know the stories. We teach kids the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. Well, see, the story goes, you know, God spoke to Joshua. He listened to him, and they didn't have to touch a wall for the walls of Jericho to fall down. But I'm going to back up in that scripture, that story a little bit, because see, Joshua was on a rampage. I mean, he and his army had destroyed city after city after city, getting up to Jericho. And something's different about Jericho, where he had to heed the word of the Lord. And it was not to physically conquer the walls of Jericho. It was to listen and be obedient to the Lord and march around it. Okay, how many times in our life are we just trampling along in life? Everything's going great, and we hit a bump in the road, and we think something's wrong. Well, see, Joshua didn't ask God why. He didn't say, God, hey, I'm on a roll. You know, let's go. Let's take these walls. Let's let my army just blow right through, and we'll do it like we've been doing it. Well, see, we're the same way. We go through life, we get to a bump in the road, and then we want to start blaming God. Well, see, maybe it's the time to sit back as Joshua did and listen to the Lord speak to you. And let him guide you. And it may not be what your skill set that you've gotten to that part of your life. He wants you to do what he says to do. So the lesson from that this week is step back from the world. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart. Find the Lord and listen to him. He will lead your way. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. We're going to jump right back in the Bible, and we're going to go to John 4. We're going to start with verse 7. And the Bible says, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? You know, a side note to that is, for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Verse 10 says, Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. See, Jews and Samaritans didn't talk. Jesus changed that. If you think that you aren't worthy of the Lord, He loves everyone. I thought it was really cool this week in one of the rail cars that we were loading at the mill, in back-to-back rail cars on the back and on the inside of the door was John 3:16 in Spanish. And I thought, that is pretty cool. Somebody spent the time to write it out pretty big. I'll share that on my Facebook page. See, Jesus, whether you're Samaritan, whether you're white, black, Latino, it just doesn't matter. He loves you. And just as He did the Samaritan woman, did she go looking for Jesus? No. Jesus came to her. Be prepared, because Jesus will come knocking at your door. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mick Sunday Morning. As we go, just dive back in the Bible, we're going to talk about Moses right now, because you know, it's one of my favorite stories besides Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We'll talk about that again. I've mentioned that several times on the show. But we're going to talk about Moses when he was fleeing from Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Moses is taking the Israelites and fleeing, and runs into a body of water called the Red Sea. There was nowhere to go. The enemy behind him, the water in front of him. Everybody knows the story. Moses parted the water. The Israelites passed through. And when Pharaoh's army, when they came in and tried to cross the same path, the waters came on top of them. Why this story this week? See, there are a lot of times in life we get to points in life where we feel like we run into a brick wall. Some of us might feel we don't have any options. I've done all I can do. I've gone as far as I can go. I can't see anything else in front of me. I'm going to tell you, don't worry this morning. See, because the same God that gave Moses power to part the water is the same God that is going to remove any obstacle out of your life. See, God didn't change from then to now. And in fact, in between Moses and now, He loved us even more, because He sent His Son to this earth. God loves you. He's never going to put you in a situation where He doesn't give you a way out. You just have to trust in Him. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed our talk this morning, and I'm going to leave you with one more. I want to talk about Noah. See, God commanded Noah to do something, and just think about what if that were to happen today. The mockery a man would have received for building a boat on a sunshiny day. Noah listened to the Lord. It didn't matter if it was 100 degrees sunshine, he built the boat that God had commanded him to. And I'm excited because in a few weeks, I'll have an artist on the show whose song, Build a Boat, and that's Colton Dixon, will be on air with me. I'd love to talk about that song because it is a, man, what a story. God spared a family, and Noah listened to him. What would you do if God commanded you to do something? Would you be strong enough in your faith? Could you imagine all the news, the media that would be covering it, the people on their phones on social media who would be posting it? If you had to build a boat in your backyard today. See, God's not going to ask us to do that because you know why? He said he wasn't going to flood this earth again. But one thing you've got to be able to do, if God asks you to stand, see, he said he wouldn't flood it, but he didn't say it wouldn't burn. You have to prepare your family now. Jesus is coming back, and it's not going to be where like Noah floated for 40 days and 40 nights on the water. No, Jesus is going to come back like a thief in the night. Is your family going to be ready? Or will your family perish like everyone else did except Noah and his family that were in the boat? God commands us as parents, grandparents, to lead our families according to his word. I want you to think about that this morning. We don't have time to prepare like Noah did. When Jesus comes, it is an instant. We may see the sky tear apart quickly. We may hear the sound. But when he comes, it'll be over in a flash. Where is your family going to be? God bless you. It's Mick Sunday morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. How many times have you been called by God to do something in his name and you answer the call, but you answer the call with conditions? Why do we do that? Say, here I am, Lord, but can I get back to you after I check my schedule? What would have happened if when God told Moses in Numbers 13:2 to send men to scout out the land of Canaan and Caleb, who was faithful to join the other 11 representatives to scout out the land and bring back a report, decided that it was more convenient to stay home? While the whole community threatened to stone Caleb, Caleb stood firm without conditions. In Numbers 13:30, it reads that Caleb quieted the people in the presence of Moses and said, "We must go up and take possession of the land because we can certainly conquer it." Man, because of Caleb's complete obedience, he was rewarded by God. In what ways do you need to reveal Caleb's different spirit? Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
I hope you enjoyed the show this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Hey, I found this video this week, and I just want to end the show. Let's just jump in and listen to it.
When you squeeze an orange, what do you get? See, you said orange juice. You didn't say juice. You said orange juice. Why? Because you squeezed an orange. This isn't rocket science. It would be strange to squeeze an orange and get a cup of apple juice. Why isn't it strange when you squeeze a Christian and get everything but Christ? Man, that should be strange. When you squeeze a little Christ-like one and get everything but Christ, should be strange. Shouldn't it? Look, when you squeeze an orange, what do you
do? Isn't that tough? That is a tough thing. It's just a gut self-check this week here on Mixed Sunday Morning. If you're listening, that if you were to be squeezed, and let's just put it this way, if you were a can of Coke, a carbonated can, and somebody shook you up and popped the top, what would come out? Pray about that. Okay, and we talked about earlier in the show today too, as Noah had to prepare his family for what was coming. If you're listening right now, prepare your families. Jesus is coming. And we're not going to go on a boat for 40 days and everything's going to be okay after that. You're either going to go to heaven or you're going to hell. So be infectious, be the infectious one for your family. Again, I thank you for listening. God bless you. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.